Started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to be sure if you can hear me. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for your strength upholding us. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us over Satan and his agents and his operations. Thank you for defending us against the forces of hell and the kingdoms of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for uprooting sicknesses and diseases from our lives, from our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord, for changing our lives, for rewriting our stories. Thank you for giving us a new beginning. in so many ways. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed in this program in time past. We thank you now that you have answered all of them. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great plans you have in your heart for everyone. For everyone. Thank you, Lord. We have come before your presence this morning to learn from you and also to pray. I ask that you manifest your presence in this place in the name of Jesus. Manifest your power in this place in the name of Jesus. Touch every life. Heal everyone. Bless everyone. Set the captives free. And let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord is going to surprise you with signs and wonders. And your life will not remain the same again. In Jesus' name. So we're going to be looking at a topic this morning that says reversing the flow of death. Reversing the flow of death. Reversing the flow of death. That is we are not only terminating the flow of death. Yeah. We are making it to disappear. Yeah, we are making it to go backward. Just like you can have a car moving on the highway. Yeah, and then you tell the car to turn back, to go back to where it's coming from. Yeah, so that is reversing. Yeah, that is reversing. So it's more than stopping. Yeah, reversing the flow of death, the flow of death, yeah, is greater than stopping the flow of death or stopping the course of death. Yeah, so that is what we are going to be looking at this morning by the grace of God. I want you to I want you to open your Bibles to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus came so that we can have life, and so that we can have it more abundantly. So he came to replace death with life. Before Jesus came, the thief had already come. And the thief here is Satan. The thief here is Satan. The thief here is all the oppressions, all the works of the devil. The thief here represents the agents of Satan, the kingdoms of darkness. So they have been around for thousands of years, destroying the lives of humans, stealing from us, stealing from the earth, because God did not create this earth for the devil or for fallen angels. This earth was created for man. And man was created to glorify God in the earth, to do everything for the glory of God. So when the thief came in, he began to turn man against God. When the thief came in, he deceived man. He stole eternal life from man. He corrupted man. He destroyed the destiny of man. He stole many things from the earth. Many things. If the Lord can open your eyes to see how much the kingdom of darkness have stolen from mankind, you'll be shocked. You'll be so shocked. Yeah, but the good news is that Jesus came to reverse that. Jesus came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came to reverse the flow of debt, because as it is right now, we are living in a debt world. Everything is debt. Yeah, including ourselves. We are living in a debt body. Our bodies are dead, which I'll talk about shortly. Yeah, so, from the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, that was when death started. The real death is not what we know, that is when the heart stops beating. When doctors cannot feel the pulse, they say this person is dead. That's not the real death. Or when someone can no longer breathe, they say the person is dead. That's not the real death. The real death is to be separated from God. That's the real death. To be separated from God. Yeah. And that is why we die physically. Yeah. That is why the animals die. The plants die. God never created anything to die. Yeah, so things die, or people die, because they have been separated from God. I'm talking of physical death now. We weren't created to die physically. Even the animals weren't created to die. Yeah, I pray that the Lord give you understanding. So we're going to move to the first point. We're going to be looking at 4 points. The first one says, we are already dead, and that's why we die. We are already dead, and that's why we die. According to Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Let's read that, please. Genesis chapter 2, 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That was the commandment of God. And that was the punishment or the penalty attached to the commandment. It wasn't really about the fruit. It was about and obey God. Yeah, that is what is about. It was about. Yeah. So God only used the tree and the fruit on that tree as the testing object to check if man will obey him. Yeah, so I believe that a time will come when they would be free to eat from that tree. Yeah, I believe that they were still going to be allowed to eat from that tree. Yeah, because if they weren't going to eat at all from the tree would not be planted in the garden. Yeah. So, but what I believe is that it wasn't yet time for them to, and then God was going to check if they will obey him. Yeah, God was going to check for their obedience first. Yeah. Just as God is checking for the obedience of many of us right here. Yeah, God is checking if you are going to trust him, even if you don't have what you want, if you will still trust him, if you will still serve him, if you will still please him. Yeah, so that was what he did to Adam and Eve. He was checking for their faith, for their trust, for their love. Yeah. He was checking for their obedience. Because if we love God, we will obey him. Yeah. And unfortunately, man couldn't pass the test, just as many Christians today are not passing the test. They keep failing God's test. Yeah. In fact, they did not even know that there was a tree of life in the garden that was going to give them immortality. They didn't know because of their evil heart to sin against God. So God did not even let them see that there is a tree in the garden that was going to give them immortality, which was the tree of life. God didn't make them realize that. Yeah. It was after they fell, they realized that there was a tree of life, which if they had eaten from that tree, they would not die anymore. Yeah. And God's intention was to give them from that tree so that they would live forever. But they fell through disobedience. So that was how man died in the Garden of Eden. And do you know why I so much believe the story in the Garden of Eden? And why I know that it is nothing but the truth? It is because the same thing keeps repeating itself at this time. The same story keeps repeating itself. Man kept on exalting himself above God. We kept on loving ourselves more than God, claiming that we are wiser than God, claiming that we know better than God. So that is why there is no lie in the story of Eden. The story of all that happened in the Garden of Eden, there is no lie in that story. Yeah, it is nothing but the truth. Because the same thing keeps happening every day. And we keep failing God every day. So that confirms who we really are. That confirms the nature that is in every man. Yeah, so the point says, we are already dead, and that's why we die. God placed a curse on man. You know the rest of the story. God told man that, I took you from the dust, from the dust of the ground, and you are going to return back to the ground where you came from. So which wasn't the plan of God? Yeah, it wasn't the plan of God. I said earlier that God did not create, when God was creating things, He didn't create them for destruction. God created nothing for destruction. Yeah, even the plants, after using them, the plants are meant to continue to grow. Maybe you cut off the leaves will grow back. Take the fruits from the tree, the fruits will grow back. Yeah, even the animals, God never created them to die from the beginning. Yeah, but there is more mysteries to that, so I don't want to go deep into that. Yeah, because you might be looking for scripture verses to support that. Yeah, but take heaven for example. There is nothing in heaven that is going to die. God did not create everything in heaven to destroy them or for them to die. So even the flowers in heaven, they will live forever. Everything in heaven. To be there. Death is not permitted to function there, to flow there. Yeah, that is the God that I know. Yeah, He's a God of life. There's no death in Him. and there's no death wherever he is. So that is why everything he creates them from his own life, and he creates them to live forever, to exist forever. Yeah, so it was sin that brought death into the world. It was sin that brought death into the world. It was disobedience that brought death into the world. And from that moment we died in the Garden of Eden, we started to die. That is, we started to grow old and die. Yeah. So that is why we die. We die because we're already dead. I mean, we're already spiritually dead. That is why we die. I'm going to repeat myself. We die because we are already spiritually dead. Yeah. So that is why we die. Yeah. Satan, who deceived Adam, knew that they were actually going to die. But he took advantage of the fact that that death wasn't going to happen instantly. Yeah. So he took advantage of that fact to present God as a liar. Yeah. So he told the woman, you are not actually going to die. Yeah. That was the lie. But we actually died. Yeah, but because it did not happen, but because it was not going to happen instantly, that is, the death would not happen instantly and completely. That was why man seemed to believe, even after man fell, man still seemed to believe that devil was right, that they did not actually die, but they died. We died in the Garden of Eden. We died. And the same thing today, when you tell people that if you continue to sin against God, you're going to face God's judgment. You're going to face God's wrath. You're going to hell. If you continue in sin, you're going to hell. Well, and some of them will tell you that, look at me, I'm not in hell. Yeah, so whatever you're saying is wrong. I've been sinning. Where is God's judgment? They'll tell you, I've been committing sin. In fact, I just lied yesterday. I committed fornication yesterday. So where is the death? Where is hell? Where is God's judgment? Yeah, they think God's judgment will always happen instantly. Yeah, that's what some of them thought. And because of that, they went deeper into sin. Yeah, they don't know that 1,000 years is like a day before God. Yeah. So it, Adam lived for how long? 930. He lived up to 930 years. But then what happened? He died. Yeah. So eventually we will die. Why? Because we have already died and we're already dead because of what happened in the Garden of Eden. Yeah. So it's not really about how long we live. It's about the fact that we should not die. We weren't created to die. Yeah, but there is a solution. There's a way out. Yeah, and that takes us to point number two. Point number two, which is the real life is eternal life. The real life is eternal life. Let us read John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 14 and verse 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What does that mean? That means that before Jesus we have been dying before Jesus came. So what Jesus came to give is eternal life. Was eternal life. Yeah. You think Jesus came just to heal the sick? No. God has been healing the sick before Jesus came. You think Jesus came to raise the dead? Yeah, that is people that die, then they come back, and people that died untimely. Yeah. You think Jesus came to give people prosperity? No. God has been doing that, giving people prosperity before Jesus came. Yeah. The only purpose for the coming of Jesus and the death of Jesus and the resurrection arose from death. Yeah, that we got through disobedience in hidden to deliver us from death, to reverse the flow of death. And then some people will ask me that if Jesus actually came to do this, then why do Christians die? If they have eternal life, why do Christians still die? Why aren't we living forever? Have condemned every creature to death, including you can learn more about that in Romans. I think Romans chapter 6. There's no time to go into that. Yeah, you can learn more about that. Yeah. No, I think it's Romans chapter 8. Yeah, Romans chapter 8. You can read that on your own. Yeah, especially where it says the creature itself was made subject to vanity. Yeah. Yeah. That is verse 21 of Romans chapter 8. And also verse 19 that says the creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yeah, so God have condemned. Yeah, that's Romans chapter 8. You can go and read it later. God have condemned all creatures to death. Yeah, including your bodies. So which means that we are not going to live forever in this body. We're going to live forever in another body. Yeah, so which, and that is why the focus of God is to save souls. Yeah, to give eternal life that saves souls, so that eventually we will have a new body to, and we will live in a new world, in a new earth, not this earth. So this earth has been condemned, and there is no saving of this earth. It's going to perish. Including the human body has been condemned. And there's no saving of this human body. It's going to perish. It's not going to live forever. Yeah, this human body is going back to the ground and cannot inherit eternal life. Yeah, but your soul can inherit eternal life. And eventually your soul will put on a new body to live in a new world, a new earth that is not this one. So God has everything planned out. Yeah, so don't let anyone deceive you by telling you that there's a Don't let anyone deceive you. Because that is how the Antichrist is going to deceive people. Telling them that they are not going to die. That they are going to live forever. And that nothing is going to happen to this earth. This earth will continue to remain forever. Don't listen. Don't believe those lies. Because it's not the truth. Yeah. Yeah. So when those lies become more popular, don't follow it because it will soon become popular. Very soon, you will be hearing of technology that can extend your lifespan, make you live very long. And then very soon you will hear of technology that to them can make you live and not die anymore. Don't believe those things because it's not the truth. Yeah. Because it's not the truth. Yeah. There's no technology like that. Whatever they are doing to the people, they are deceiving. It's not eternal life they are giving them. It's something else. Yeah. But a different topic on its own. Now, let's move to point number 3. Point number 3 says, repentance is more powerful than you think. Repentance more powerful than you think. Let us read Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Repentance is more powerful than you think. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What do you know about repentance? Why is repentance so connected to the kingdom of heaven? How powerful is repentance? I realize that this generation don't really know the power of repentance. Repentance is more powerful than you think. And that was why Jesus began to preach repentance. Jesus wasn't saying All of you come here. I got some power to heal the sick. All of you come here. I got some power to raise the dead. All of you come here. I got some power to cast out devils. I got some power to multiply loaves of bread. Loaves of bread and fishes. That wasn't what Jesus was saying when he started preaching. What he started to say was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah. Because repentance is the key to getting eternal life. Repentance is the key to reversing the flow of death. Repentance is the key. You see, by the time you leave this world, then you will understand that this world does not really make sense as the world you're going to find yourself, as the eternal realms make sense. Yeah. When you cross to the other side, then you will realize that this world is a scam and that it doesn't really make sense as the other realm, the eternal realm, whether hellfire or heaven, as they make sense, because right there everything is as they are. There's no deception. There's no deception in hell. When you get to hell, you know everything. You know why you are there. You know what you did to deserve hell. Yeah, you will know Jesus is real. You will know that, you will just know everything. No one will preach to you. You will just know that Jesus, who you rejected when you were living on earth, that he is actually the Son of God and he is actually the way to eternal life. You will just know everything. You will know that God is the creator of heaven and the earth, and that God is the judge, and that it is God that sentenced you to hell, and that it is because you refused to believe and refused to repent, and that is why you are here in hell. Everything will just make sense when you cross to the other side. Whether when you enter heaven or when you enter hell, everything will just make sense in a split of seconds. You just seem to know everything. But the only difference is that you will not be able to change everything. But now you can change everything through repentance. Yeah. So when we cross to the other side, there's no opportunity to change anything again. Because those realms, they are eternal. There's no going back. There's no coming back. Yeah. So once you die here on earth, there's no coming back. No coming back. Yeah, so that is the power of repentance. The power of repentance is that it has the ability to change everything. It has the ability to remove you from the path to eternal damnation, eternal death, eternal torment. spiritually alive. Again, to make you revived in your spirit and soul and body. Remember that I said that we die because we are already dead. We die because we are already spiritually dead. So then what happens when we become spiritually alive? What happens when we get eternal life by believing in Jesus, by repenting from our sins? Then it means we become, then it means we don't die anymore. That's what happened. If we are dying today because we died spiritually in the Garden of Eden, that is why we are dying the physical death. We die today. Then what does it mean? It means if we live spiritually, then we are going to live physically. So which is going to take us to the first, to the last point. If we now can live spiritually through Jesus, through repentance, repentance from sins, repentance from dead works, if now we can live spiritually by connecting back to God, returning back to God, because we died by being separated from God in the Garden of Eden. Now that Jesus has come to take away the barriers separating us from God, so now that we can repent and reconnect back to God, then it means we are going to live physically. So the presence of eternal life in your spirit is to make sure that you no longer die. And that takes us to the last point, which is divine healing happens to give you long life, to fulfill God's purpose on earth. Divine healing happens so that you can have long life to fulfill God's purpose on earth. That's the reason why Jesus heals people even today, because he wants them to live long enough to fulfill God's purpose on earth. Remember that I said earlier that God has condemned this earth to destruction. Yeah, he has condemned our bodies to destruction. So why would God be healing your body that is soon going to die? So you think 20 years, 30 years, 40 years really mean anything to God? The Bible says 1,000 years is like a day to God. Yeah. So 50 years, 60 years from now doesn't really mean anything to God. It's like a second to God. Yeah. So if we should look at it critically, God is not supposed to heal people because people are going to die anyway. Yeah. You know, I like to preach in a very, very raw manner. I mean, I like to preach the truth as it is, raw as it is. Yeah. So let's think on it critically. Why would God be healing a body that is going to die anyway. Yeah. And knowing that the space of time doesn't really mean anything to God. Because 200 years is just like a second to him. What I'm saying is that God don't really care about long life. Because we're already dead and we are going to die. But there is something that makes him care about long life. There's a reason why he cares about long life. And that is because of his purpose. Because of the purpose he created us to fulfill on earth. We don't just exist for nothing. We exist for a purpose. We exist for a purpose. We exist to live for him. We exist to live for him and not for ourselves. So even though the world has been condemned for destruction, God still have assignments for people here. God still wants to be glorified through the lives of human beings. Even though we are going to die anyway, God still has purpose for our lives. And that is why he wants us to live long. He wants us to live for him. He wants us to fulfill assignments for him on earth. He wants us to practice righteousness here on earth to show the world an example that human beings can live right. So even your righteous living is a purpose that you are able to live righteously on earth. And you're able to become an example to the people in the world so that they can see that it is possible for man to please God. That alone is a purpose you are fulfilling on earth. And not only that, to give your life to bringing others out of darkness, to winning souls. That is also a purpose. And many more God has created us for. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14 to 15. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That they which live should not enforce live unto themselves. So he died so that we can no, so that we would not live for ourselves anymore, but live for him. So that is the purpose, that you will live for him. I'm reading from New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. He died for everyone, so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. Praise the Lord. That is it. That is why God is interested in healing the sick. This is why God is interested in giving people long life. Because He created them to live for Jesus. He created them to fulfill a purpose on earth. So this is the main reason. Otherwise, there's no other reason for Him to heal the sick. There's no other reason. You can search your Bible. Sin always lead to untimely death. Yeah, and God, from the beginning, had no intention of healing sinners. He had no intention of healing people who are insane. You can start from the Old Testament. Start reading the Bible from Old Testament. Yeah. You will see that God connects healing with righteous living. He told the Israelites that if you obey me, then I will not put the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians, I will not put them on you. He told them, if you obey me, then you will have long life. Go and read your Bible. So you will see that the only reason God will heal people and give them long life is because they obey Him. Yeah, because they are fulfilling His purpose. Yeah, obeying Him, pleasing Him, which is also His purpose. Yeah, that's the only reason He would heal people. Yeah. Yeah, even Naaman was a Gentile. After God had healed him, he made a promise to start serving the God of Israel. You know the story of Naaman, the leprous soldier. Yeah. So from throughout the scripture, we can see that God healed people because of His purpose, because of His will. Yeah, because they are doing His will. Yeah, and so that He can do His will. Yeah, that's the main reason He heals people. Otherwise, there's no point healing someone who is going to die. Yeah, because we are all going to die in this body. Yeah, but God is healing and delivering people because He wants them to live long enough to fulfill His purpose on earth. Yeah. So the question is, do you really care about fulfilling God's purpose? Do you even think about it? Or is it yourself you always think about? How to please yourself, satisfy yourself, gratify your carnal desires? Is that all you think about? Yeah, if that is all you think about, God might not heal you or deliver you, yeah, or give you long life. Yeah, if all you think about is yourself and not His purpose and not living for Him, living for Jesus. Yeah. So you should check your life and begin to repent. We're going to be praying now. I believe you already get the message. You live for yourself. You give God reasons to not grant you long life. Yeah, not everyone will live a long life naturally. I know of people who take good care of themselves. They eat good food. They take all forms of natural remedies, natural treatments that is able to prolong their lives. But today they are gone. They are dead. They know everything to do to prolong their lives, but they are dead today. Yeah. So many of us, we are living long because God is reversing the flow of death in our body system. That is why we are still alive. Especially somebody like me. I should have died long ago. Yeah, but why would God save the life of someone like me and give me health? It's because I've chosen to live for Him and not for myself. So if you really want to live long, don't think that you are smart. Don't think you are smart. Don't think you know how to maintain your health. No, that's not how to live long. It's not by smartness. It's by living for Jesus. Or you won't, or maybe I should use the word, you are not likely to live long. We have some who are kind of lucky. But why should you base your long life on luck when you can really have long life for real if you dedicate your entire life to live for Jesus? So we are going to pray three prayer points before I will be praying for you and also praying on your water. You're going to talk to God. Remember that I said repentance is more powerful than we think. It has the ability to reverse the flow of death. It has the ability to reverse the flow of darkness, the flow of evil. If only we can turn back to God completely, we will live. We will be free and we will be healed. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to repent genuinely. I want to turn away from everything that is carnal, everything that is worldly, everything that is sinful. So Lord, help me to repent. Yeah, I'm not talking about the repentance you did some time ago. I'm talking about complete repentance, not the one you did some time ago, but ask yourself, after you have done that one, why do you still sin deliberately against God? Why do you still mess up? Why do you still misbehave? Why do you still love this world and the pleasures of this world? So it means your repentance is not yet complete. If your repentance is complete, you will not love the world again. You will not love the pleasures of sin again. You will not even want to sin. You will not want to do anything that is unrighteous and ungodly. You will not get hungry again. So it means your repentance is not yet complete. That is why you still mess up. So you're going to say, Father, I want to repent completely. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the only way to reverse the flow of debt, the flow of sickness. I mean to really reverse it. Say, oh Lord, help me to repent. Help me to deny my flesh. That is repentance. To deny your flesh is repentance. To die to self is repentance. To die to the pleasures of this world, the enticement in this world, the love of money is repentance. Say, oh Lord, help me to repent completely. You can repent completely. You can turn away from sin completely. You can turn away from unrighteousness completely. There's nothing like 80% born again. There's nothing like 90% born again. It's equal to 0%. And alive. So, oh Lord, help me to completely repent from unrighteousness, from dead works, from carnal lifestyle, carnal living, carnal mindset, worldly pleasures. Help me, oh Lord. Oh Lord, to completely repent and turn to you. To completely repent and please you and obey you and follow you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. That place that we read in John chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. It says that whosoever believeth in Jesus should not perish. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I refuse to perish. I refuse to perish. I believe in you. Reverse the flow of death in my life. Yeah, we will perish if the flow of death continues in us. But we will live forever if the flow of death is reversed and that flow becomes the flow of eternal life. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, I refuse to perish. Reverse the flow of death in me. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, reverse the flow of death in my spirit, the flow of death in my soul, the flow of death in my body. Reverse the flow of death. Plug me into the flow of eternal life. Plug me into the flow of eternal life. Connect me with the flow of eternal life. Reverse the flow of death in me. I refuse to perish. I choose to live forever. I refuse to perish. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. Reverse the flow of death in me. Reverse the flow of untimely death in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, giver of eternal life, destroy the presence of sicknesses, diseases, darkness, and demons in my life, so that I can walk in the newness of life that you have given me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, giver of eternal life, destroy everything in me that is against your eternal life. Everything in me that does not align, agree with eternal life. Which sicknesses is one, diseases one, demons, darkness, weaknesses, they have no place in eternal life. Lord Jesus, destroy everything that does not agree with eternal life in me. Destroy them now. The sinful nature is not in agreement with eternal life. Addictions, they are not in agreement with eternal life. Deformities, diseases, sicknesses, they are not in agreement with eternal life. Cancer, tumors, growths in my body, they are not in agreement with eternal life. Fibroids is not in agreement with eternal life. Lord Jesus, destroy them all. Everything in my life, in my spirit, soul, and body, that is not in agreement with your eternal life, destroy them all. Demons are not in agreement with eternal life. Darkness, works of the devil. They are not in agreement with eternal life. Poverty is not in agreement with eternal life. Lord Jesus, destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. I want to live the new life you have given to me. I don't want to live a dead life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to be praying for you and also pray on your water. We thank you, Lord, for being so merciful and compassionate. We thank you for showing yourself great in our lives. Thank you for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for your dominion in this place. Thank you, Lord, for you have conquered death and you have conquered the grave through the shedding of your blood and through your death and through your resurrection. And we thank you for plugging us into the flow of these victories, even the flow of your eternal life. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for showing us today that true, complete and genuine repentance, we can reverse the flow of death. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to repent genuinely where necessary. Even those ones who have repented halfway and yet there remained many other things they need to repent from. I ask that you help everyone here to completely turn away from everything that is unrighteous and ungodly and carnal and sinful, and turn unto you alone to live for you alone. Father, help everyone to attain this in Jesus' name. I decree that the power of eternal life begin to walk in you right now to destroy death and demons and sicknesses and darkness and diseases right now. Let the power of eternal life begin to walk in you right now in Jesus' name. Let the power of eternal life give you real revival. Such revival that will connect you with God, make you have real fellowship with God in the Spirit, make you hear from God, make you worship God for real in truth and in spirit. Let that revival begin inside of you right now. The revival that will make you know God experientially. Let that revival begin in you right now. By the power of the eternal life of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray thee, that the same power of eternal life enter into the water that is with you right now. The same power of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. The same power of eternal life that takes away sicknesses, takes away demons, takes away death. The same power of eternal life that takes away weaknesses, deformities, incurable diseases. Let that power possess this water right now in Jesus' name. For as many that will take of this water, though they be dead, they shall live again. Though they be dying, they shall be revived and be healed. Though they be sick, they shall be healed and restored. Thank you, Lord. As many who will take of this water, they shall have complete restoration of their health. Their body system shall return back to normal. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.